Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live Light BDSM Private Session. In this file, I am going to invite you for a private session, for a moment just between you and me, where I might hurt you a little bit, but also let you feel the absolute wonderful sensation of falling deep into subspace. Pain and pleasure are very close relatives, and it is really nice to be able to let go of the difference between them. The main difference is how they are applied, because in no way right now am I intending to harm you. My intent is to give you nice sensations, sometimes with a hint of pain or pleasure, sometimes with teasing or a pause that is unexpected. Now you may wonder where we start, and we start simply in a living room. You have chosen to do this, got over the nerves to step in, and realize that it is now going to be real. With most of your clothes being removed and leaving only the bare necessities to cover, well, a small part of your body, you are led to the center of the living room. Part of your mind is doing its best to remember the furniture for later, to try and remember how it looked, but you're too busy thinking of other things. The only thing you see is the footstool in front of you, a pillow next to it where your knees will stay. Gently, I place a blindfold over your eyes, telling you to trust me. It will be okay, and if at any point you want something different, you can tell me. Carefully, I lead you down, bending, kneeling, laying on top of the footstool, putting shackles around your wrists and ankles, and clipping them in place so that you are stuck there. There's a little bit of give, so you have some freedom of movement, but not much. Where you are is pleasantly warm. The air on your back doesn't feel cold at all, but there is the feeling of anticipation. There is the feeling of curiosity. How much can happen in just a small time? The simplest things can mean the most. Fingernails that start between your shoulders and slowly work their way down, all the way down your spine to the curve, just in your lower back. and then again surprised by the sharpness of the fingernails as they go all the way from your shoulder blades down your back, deeper and deeper. It actually feels kind of nice, so once more eliciting another gasp as my fingernails go from your shoulders all the way down your back. Very carefully do I caress with my fingertips up, letting the softness of their touch be a contrast with the sharpness before. And when I reach all the way to the top of your shoulders, I lift my hands and replace their touch with the tiny pricks of a pinwheel. First, the touch is so light that it is almost like a tickle, pleasantly going down your back, rolling so light that you can feel the sharpness, but only the sweet tingling of the little pins. When I go up again, I apply slightly more pressure, letting the pinwheel sink into your skin ever so slightly as I roll it up, slowly zigzagging over your back, letting the skin enjoy the sensation. Very gently do I go up and down, then again up and down your back with the pinwheel. And again up, and as I travel down, your mind travels down with it, further and further, sinking. A lot of people forget that a pinwheel can be used for more than just rolling, so with gentle taps on your skin, you can feel the little pins just teasing your back with something that is almost but not quite painful. These are gentle starts to a more intense direction. When I lift the pinwheel, I again run my fingernails over your back a lot stronger this time, starting at your shoulders and going all the way down your spine. Then, as you are beautifully bent over, I run my fingertips over your ass, letting you know how easy it would be to just withdraw my hands and spank. You're not quite sure if my words or the sound or the echo of the sound filled all of your mind for a moment. Spank. The deep feeling, the tingling, the spreading of pain and pleasure, of warmth, and your mind melting in the restfulness after spank. It feels very intense. My soft touch just brushing over the impacted skin, letting you feel the softness once again, feeling the warmth of my hands against the heat of your ass. Spank, spank, spank. Just three simple strikes, not even that hard. But you know I could do it. With a blindfold on, and your mind so focused on the feelings inside, it is difficult to remember where I am. It comes almost as a surprise when my fingernails once again run over your back, all the way down, pulling you all the way down, and ending with a nice sharp spank, a sting that echoes. I caress my way up again. Your body anticipates, but mistakes. Rather than my fingernails, my hand, my fingers go further up and mix with your hair to slowly pull back. Your scalp tingles with the sensation as I gently and yet forcefully pull your hair. I push back and let go, letting your head drop naturally. My fingers caress down over your back all the way to your ass again and the beautiful sensitivity of your ass is unprepared for the pinwheel that I slowly run across it from left to right, all the way across, every little pin being felt by your sensitive skin, every little prick deep and yet somehow inviting. For a moment, you have a feeling that my hands are not that close. You feel a strange brush against your ass and a gentle tapping on your back, something long. You're not quite sure what it is yet. You almost hear the sounds before you feel it, these sharp impacts of the riding crop. Your ass stings, and you feel the heat afterwards. Another sharp hit. Few nice soft taps slowly working their way up your back help you feel the tip of the riding crop, help you feel, and help you anticipate the sweet sensations that could follow. With the warmth of your body, your back feeling the tingling sensations, your butt undoubtedly red, you wonder where the impacts will happen next. But I've only just started. Another few sharp hits of the riding crop spread across both ass cheeks. and the beautiful shocks your body shows with every impact. You didn't even notice me put down the crop when you feel both my hands, all 8 fingernails with my thumbs trailing behind, slowly going up your back all the way to your shoulders, and then clamping in deep as I sharply go all the way down your back. Red lines trailing behind my scratching fingernails. And then I continue over your all too sensitive ass, scratching down and even going a bit down your legs. Spank, spank, spank. Your mind is beautifully melty. The warm feeling spreading from your skin deeper into your mind. It won't be long now before there is nothing left to fall. A few more quick impacts of the riding crop on your ass feels so different from the spanks. And the wonderful feelings that come after. You can feel the deep heat inside your body wanting to push out. You imagine your skin glowing red, but have no way to confirm it. Your mind is a melty place of different sensations. It completely blanked out while my fingers have been caressing softly over your skin for the past moment. It's almost as if you zoned out and came to while you felt my fingers just softly curving over your back, teetering on the edge of the abyss. Just one little push and you'd fall in. Just one little push. And you would drop in so deep. You can feel me waiting, teasing. What would it take to pull you down? These are not thoughts in your head, but in mine. Reading your body, reading your responses, looking at every breath, at every contraction of your muscles, the little gasps, and I can see it. I can see your attention wavering, your mind. All it takes right now is just one more impact. And knowing this makes it all the more fun not to give it yet. Again, I run my fingernails, this time a bit softer over your skin. Just curving like slow S's over your back. Caressing with the softest touch the skin of your ass, letting it crave that final impact that would push you over the edge. that would make you fall into the abyss. The little tingles that you've been feeling on your back while you zoned out again is the pinwheel just softly rolling its way leisurely around your back. It feels known, comfortable, so sweet almost. The little pins pointing you in the right direction, falling, fluttering, floating. And as you flutter deeper, as you can feel your mind wanting that final impact, just one more speck, your body knows it. Your mind craves it. The pinwheel goes down further and further, closer and closer to the curve of your ass. And you want it. You want to feel my hand impact there once more to push away all thoughts, to leave you empty. One more speck. But will I do it? Will I give that sweet drop, that complete blankness and surrender to you? To tease my fingers softly drum on the skin of your ass, preparing you, tapping like little raindrops over your skin back and forth. It is so hot there, you can feel the heat of your own body reflected by my hand. Spank. And I can see you fall. But I will give you more to help you fall so deep. Spank. Spank. Seem to fade away as your mind falls so deep. Spank, 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 so beautifully deep into subspace, so beautifully empty. This simple, delicious journey, this wonderful show of trust and surrender, in a way, has only just begun. Spank. Realization of your mind going completely absent has me smile deeply. In a moment, this file will end, and whatever follows with my voice undoubtedly pull you deeper. I wonder how naughty it will become. Of course, if my voice doesn't follow, you could always awaken, easy, refreshed, just a slight bit of glow where I spent.